Questions, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. This is the Elk Rapids Township regular meeting, September 11th, 9 a.m. Again, I'd like to recognize September 11th, 17 years ago. I think everybody's seen that on the TV this morning. So, kind of a great day for all of us. We'll move on to public comment. Do we have any public comment?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Would you state your name, please?
I'm Tim Sabin. Live at 8714 North Bayshore Drive. What I'm here for this morning is to the proposed Tart Trail. They're proposing it to share the roadway with North Bayshore Drive. It's in the starting stages right now. The township was given a copy of a petition from the residents here a while back objecting to North Bayshore Drive being a shared roadway, obviously for safety reasons. We also sent emails to the township further stating our objections due to the promotion of the safety issues. We are not against the Tart Trail. I use it all the time. I'm all over the state on it, so it's a very nice trail. Works out very well. And it's very safe. But we feel that the trail would be better served running along US 31. And we'd like the township to look into steering Tart Trail towards US 31. It would be a safer way. There's no driveways off that section compared to North Bayshore Drive. So that's, I'm taking up your time this morning, but I wanted to voice our concerns about that and for you to please consider that and look into that for us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would make a comment. We have in our packet your letter, I believe, on the back page here. A couple of things I wanted to point out was I have discussed with Bert Thompson about the interaction with the county.
Okay.
And up to this point, he hasn't had any with the Tart Trail. So, I mean, you know, what's happened is we sent a letter over a year or so ago back to Julia Clark because we had a lot of opposition from landowners south of town as well.
Yes.
And we said that when the landowners' concerns were, you know, addressed and we felt that the landowners were representing, you know, or they were represented in this issue, that we would be part of the discussion and we would like to be part of it. But at this point, our landowners, which we found out were the adjacent landowners, were not being considered. You know, it wasn't in our position to negotiate for them.
At that time.
At that way. So I just wanted to clear up a couple of points.
Okay.
And certainly we respect your comments and thank you. But I just wanted to make it clear what has happened so
right.
far.
And we've had three meetings with Julie. She's been very nice gathering information. But I know that they want to move forward with it, and I know it's going to take some time and some money, and I know there's problems with the farm owners as well. So I just want to let you know where some of us stood, and down the next few months you might hear more from residents. So just
sure.
Let you know.
Thank you
for your time.
Any other public comment? Not hearing any further, we'll move on to approval of agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed on the agenda? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Does anyone have any requests, changes for the consent agenda? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda as written.
I'll second.
Okay, support. We'll have a roll call vote.
Roll call, Holtz?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Schimansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to Sheriff and Commissioner report. I'm not seeing either one here. Unless someone else has comment, we will continue on. Next up is the Ambulance Department MMR report. Mike?
Okay, for the month of August for Elk Rapids Township and the Village, there was 27 calls, a little busier than last month. I think it's the last fling from everybody up here before vacation time. And there were 20, out of 27 calls, they did 24 transports. Other than that, that's that.
In discussion with Steve from MMR, is things have gone along as planned as far as the amount of transports. There hasn't been any real surprises. Of course, they would always like more, which more isn't as good, but that's how it works in the transport business. But anyway, so far, everything's going well, and we'll move on to Fire Department, Chief Vandenberg.
Yep. Good morning. Thanks, Dorrance, for mentioning 9/11. Yeah, that was 17 years and about half an hour ago. So, yep. 343 out of those 3,000 people that got killed that day were firefighters from the city of New York. In August, our department was dispatched to 22 incidents. About half of those were related to the two-day storm that rolled through. Current staff is at 19. And we have two more applicants we're working on. You'll see their applications next month in front of you. Equipment and apparatus are all in good order. Our preventative maintenance is complete for its annual cycle. We're continuing our work out at the training center. And I'd like to let everybody know that we're going to have an open house and dedication out there on August 7th, a Sunday from 1 to 3. I said August, didn't I? Yeah, October.
Yeah. Good catch.
And at 2 p.m. on that day, we're going to have a dedication ceremony. We've got a memorial for Tom Emerson out there. So be nice if most of you could attend. You can see what we've accomplished out there, but also it's a dedication to Tom Emerson.
What was the date again? I'm sorry.
October 7th.
2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. for the dedication, yeah. We've got a Firefighter 1 course planned and approved for this fall and winter. That's the course that the state mandates as a basic skill course for anybody that's going to serve as a firefighter in Michigan. We are hopeful that that'll be funded by the state, so we won't have to use local tax dollars to pay for the instructor's fees on that. It's not been approved yet for funding, but we're hopeful that'll happen. Want to let you know that two more of our firefighters have been certified as EMTs. Both Nick and Zach Strine have completed that training. The fire board was scheduled to meet on September 5th, but that got canceled. And to let you know, last item is that I plan to step down as your chief in February.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? I think 10 years is enough. That's what I say. It's been a good 10 years, but it's time to find something else to do with my time for a while. So, I thank you.
Pete, I have a question.
Yeah?
I don't know how to get to the training center. How would you proceed?
Do you know where Herman Road is?
Mm-hmm.
Trash, that's where you bring your trash. Just keep on going. Go through the gates, yep. It's off the end of Herman Road. And we'll have signs there that day. Yeah. Yeah. If you're out there for your trash, if you happen to look, instead of turning in and you look over there, you'll notice there's a tower, there's a building in the background over the hill, and that's us. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Fire point. No, there wasn't. No.
No motions?
We'll move on to HERTHA report. I'm not seeing anyone from HERTHA.
I have a HERTHA report.
Do you have prices, I'll bet?
No, we voted a budget last meeting, or the meeting before, and we're going to stay within that, but there's a number of things that will get done here, I think, before it snows, including drainage and masonry repair and some subfloor repair. The building is starting to show signs of exterior problems.
Have you been able to find someone to do the work?
We have got subs lined up to do it. Whether they'll show up and do it, yes, remains to be seen.
It doesn't sound real promising, Nick.
Yeah, well, the tree guy showed up and trimmed about a foot off of the arborvitae that were next to the building and left the 4 feet that needed to go. So we're off to a roaring start. He's supposedly going to revisit. Yeah, I'm going to sort of make it my little fall project. That's the HERTHA report.
What's the time plan on the rest of it? When will it all supposedly start?
In the next couple, 3 weeks, Brad from DPW is going to put a new sidewalk and curb system in there, so we're going to get drainage. I picked up a large catch basin. We're going to bury and drain it right out to the street, so that'll be the first thing to get the water away from the building, and then we're going to work backwards from the soffit to the gutters, to the masonry, so on and so forth, painting. The west side of the building is in most need.
Okay. What, in the long-range plan, if it doesn't get done this fall, is there a contingency plan to do something in the spring on it?
Yeah, I know certain things will get done. The digging of the drainage and stuff, I'm going to do, or I'm going to have one of my guys do it. So some of the things will get done. Whether the painting and the aerial work that's 23 feet up gets done remains to be seen. If the carpenter shows up, it'll get done.
Okay.
Contingency is spring, obviously.
Any further questions for Dick? Okay, we'll move on. Elk Rapids Township Planning and Zoning. There's a public hearing tonight on the master plan with the village as well. And I was going to ask Larry or Bill or both if they'd like to comment. Seeing that you look excited about Larry, you can comment first.
You know, I always like surprises.
Yes, we have a master plan, collaborative master plan public hearing this evening at 6:30 here in this room. The village held their public hearing 2 weeks ago, if I recall correctly, and basically nobody showed up, and they approved it, and it's going to their village council for approval here at their next council meeting. We have one letter of input. I'm going to find out today if we have anything else coming in. Antrim County was supposed to write us a letter of review, but I'm not sure it has gotten here yet. But we have a number of other items on the agenda tonight, but that is the main one. So we don't anticipate any big problems tonight, but come on out. Make comments about the plan.
Well, from what you've indicated to me, there's no big changes. It's pretty much...
The only significant change that we added to the future land use map areas north of the... village and south of the village for multiple family residential, because okay. we were running out of ours because of rezonings and other issues, and we know we have to provide for all types of land uses and make it available in the township. We worked with the village several years ago and determined that six parcels of 21 that we looked at would be most appropriate, and we sat on that, didn't do anything with it back in 2015. And so we're bringing that forward this evening for public comment. So I don't anticipate, I haven't heard a word about anybody opposing or supporting it, but it's not untypical for a master plan that we don't hear anything.
Does the board have any questions for either Larry or Bill? I know Aaron's involved directly as our representative, so You're comfortable with everything?
I am.
And this will be brought to us after?
Yes.
Planning zoning, so.
Yes, you'll have it here next month for your approval, hopefully.
Okay, Bill, do you have anything to add to that?
Nothing to add.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we'll move on. Township sewer. Start out with Maple Harbor Sewer Project update. I'm going to throw this at Shelley because she got the ball started on some of the updates.
Actually, I had a message from Brad at Performance saying he doesn't have anything to report at this time. He wasn't going to be at the meeting. He didn't have anything from Harbor Springs Construction. They didn't pull together their final bill, so he's got nothing on that either. We did start sewer billing to people out there. Everybody was connected, I think, except for one person who wanted to re-drill some piping. So the sewer project itself is going great. There have been some other issues with road drainage and road access flooding that the road commission is on top of and taking care of for us. So I hope everything's working well out there now.
I know you were approached, what, 2 weekends ago during the monsoon part of the fall here? And Bert did have people go up to the sites on Saturday, and he was there on Sunday as well. And Bert Thompson's our county road commissioner. There was flooding and obviously some drainage issues, but I think what's been resolved is part of the silt fencing was removed before it should have been and before all the ground covers taken over, so there was some silt movement. And then also some washing. Then also in our retention area, that same silt or some of the same silt. Now that we have new asphalt out there, the water obviously flows better, faster. And we had a lot of rain, like 4 inches or so, whatever, during that time period, but it moved a lot of silt into the retention area. There was about 1.5 feet of silt. Bert Thompson had sent out some people with a vac machine and they vacked it out. So we believe now the retention's working as it was supposed to. Just gonna take some time for all the ground cover to fill in. But I know Shelley was approached on Saturday and we did get action that weekend. So trying to do the best we can, but it's, you know, obviously in any project you have certain challenges. And I think the best achievement was that we've got, what, 41 out of 42 hooks?
Mm-hmm.
So I think within the time period that we've worked in, I think that's very good. So I'm happy about that. So anything further on Maple Harbor or any questions?
Yeah, at least start paying it back to us on December 1st.
I knew you'd get to the money side of it, Mike, sooner or later.
The special assessment starts.
How many years and days have we got?
I got to have it by November 1st. Got to have it into the county.
So that'll be our first repayment. And the term of it was what, 20?
10 years.
10 years?
10 years.
So I think all went well, and we did come in on budget from what we're being told. Yeah. So that was another achievement and also on time. So.
And we also had a few that had already paid in full already.
That's correct. I forgot about
what's
that.
What's the gross amount? Because the paid in full reduced.
350.
Huh?
You borrowed 350.
But you do have 9 prepays or 10?
Yes.
10?
10. Okay. 10 prepays.
So I think out of 42, that's a very high percentage for a sewer project. So I think, and Shelley obviously made sure everyone was aware of what was going on with what, 2 or 3 mailings and emails?
Yeah, we really did try to keep the communication going so everybody would know and answer any questions that they had. So I'm glad the project seemed to go smooth. There's always been some, you know, just some hiccups with some things, but once again, we had great engineering team. Road commission's helping us out a lot. Every, you know, the people out there have got a good project, so I'm glad that it went as well as it did.
And then just one little follow-up to it is, I've had some discussion with Lon Bargy from Milton Township, and they're considering, I think very strongly, to run a pipe up to what I would call the corner of the Oasis Bar, and to service that area with sewer as well. So we believe we have the capacity to do that, and we'll look forward to that this winter and try to maybe work with Milton Township and get sewer worked in there. So That's all I have on Maple Harbor. Is there anything from anyone else? Questions?
When do we anticipate the final billing from, is it Harbor Springs?
Harbor Springs Excavating. I anticipated it last month. Didn't get it then, didn't get it this month. So it's, it was just a few closeout things that he was doing and some change orders that, even according to Brad, still fit well within the budget, but he hasn't gotten it from him yet, so.
I think, Aaron, as a contractor, you might know warranty doesn't kick in until the final billing has been presented.
Oh. It's good.
Let it ride.
Would that be the retainage that we've all talked about?
When you finalize the retainage, then I think their contract, the AA contract, says that's when the warranty period starts.
Okay.
Unless, I don't remember reading theirs exactly, but I think it's to our advantage if they do, if you don't find one.
Brad did say they got the remote monitoring up and running at our pump station, and that was different from what's pretty normal. So good to hear that they're up and running through a cell service, actually.
So if it fails, who does it notify?
It notifies Brad and his team, but it also notifies, when I say Brad, I mean Village DPW, but it also notifies Brad Muma, just in case.
Is there anything further? Okay, we'll move on to Township Sewer Update. I don't have anything there, other than I know that in discussion with Brad Muma that we were going to potentially look at one valve replacement and a clean out process again, another clean out. Now, Shelley had an individual in, what was it, about 2-3 weeks ago that realized some difference from our cleaning of the system earlier this year, the couple.
Yeah.
So that was kind of positive. It looks like what we have done, people are noticing the difference from the user side. So I thought that was good. So any other questions on Township Sewer? Okay, we'll move on. Sportsman's Club property. All we have there to report is we have put a gate in at the end of the driveway, updated that. Mike has gotten all the tires removed and finalized. I believe, do you have anything you want to say there?
No, we're making the last payment to 258 tire. Once he cashed the checks, I've been in contact with the DEQ, all the paperwork that I need to submit to them to get their $6,000 grant towards the project.
So, and again, this wasn't a hazardous removal, but it was just a simple tire, but there was, what, 3,000?
3,300 and some.
Tires that we had to have removed.
We were estimating 2,800, and that was mind-boggling, but
well, they were in piles.
We just started throwing them into the truck. There was a lot more different than that.
So, I mean, I think we're pretty confident there. Now, we are going to do some more work around the gate, add some rocks where people, ORVs and what have you, been sliding through, but just for a liability standpoint, we want to be protected there. But the village has access to this so that they can service our sewer system that runs down the driveway and the pump station. The only other thing that I would add to this is, you know, we've all kind of talked about it in general, we do have to work on a plan for the park going forward. And I think, I don't want to take words out of people's mouths here, but I think we're all kind of considering walking park or dog park is what has been talked about and brought up. What I'm hopeful to do, I've had a little bit of discussion with Brad and Aaron from Performance, and hopefully through the winter time we can all sit down and talk with them and try to come up with some type of plan. They've worked on some other park plans. We have an old plan that was presented in the original lawsuit. I believe, Bill, that's right.
Yeah. There.
But we would like to maybe do some changes to that, so we're going to have Performance review that, I hope, at some point soon, and try to get something kind of in line for next spring. We also realize that we have to fence in the properties, or should, and that'll be something we'll try to address next year as well. But for this year, I think the tires, the gate, and the finalization of the cleanup was kind of our plan for the year. So is there any questions or anything to add to that? And Mike, when we get all done with this whole project, what's the total number look like? Because I know you're going to get there.
With all the stuff that we've done, it's going to approach maybe about 900,000 to a million over 10 years for the whole cleanup and everything.
And just for the record, this has had to come out of general fund?
Yes.
Okay, and we've had to finance it by the funding of our, you know, just the general fund. We didn't run a special millage,
no,
we didn't have anything else.
Didn't raise the millage, didn't do anything.
So hopefully the township will be a little less burdensome going forward with this issue. So hopefully with some of what we have to look forward to, we can do the park plan and kind of get this behind us. So, yes.
Thank you. I was wondering if you all had talked about maybe something in the paper and letting the township residents know that they might submit ideas about the park.
Well, we've done that already and have that, but we could certainly talk about doing it again. Thank you. Any questions from the board? Nope. All right, we're going to move on. Energy Reduction. I don't know, Shelley, would you like to take that one?
Not really.
Okay.
Actually, there was a company that came in and met with the village, and I was in that first meeting. But we have an agreement in the packet, and what they do is come in and replace all your lighting with LED lighting. And it's an energy conservation program. So they've been to other large places, and the gentleman comes in, and he looked at all our lighting here and at the fire department. He was going to address our streetlights, too, just to see what might be able to be switched out. And their company comes in and installs all the new lighting at no cost up front to us. So they change it all out. And the way that they get their money back is when we start saving on our utility bills, they get a portion of that savings. So we don't have money up front. It's kind of a win-win situation all around. We're conserving energy. We're not putting any money up front. We will save on our utility bills, and that's how we start paying them back over a certain time period. And they're the ones that kind of do all the figuring. So we sit back and let them handle it. We'll get more into it and a lot more detailed, and I'm sure that that gentleman can come to the board meeting, but right now what we have in the packet is just a an agreement, lighting conversion program agreement, and so it just kind of starts off. I have it in there for you to take a look at if anybody's got any ideas on it. The village is moving forward with this full bore on this building and on the police station and at the harbor. So Pete met the guy. Did you meet him, Pete?
Yes.
Yeah, and Pete doesn't believe there would be very much savings out of the fire department, but this gentleman will come in and let us know that. So I thought we could just hop on board with what's going on and be a part of that program.
Sign point, will you get the 7 exhibits so we can see what the details are?
Yeah, I have a whole packet, actually.
I know Milton Township just did something also.
Milton did?
Mm-hmm.
That's some.
Shelley, have we read the whole, or something? Have you read the whole contract?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I mean, there's no way in there that we might have to pay them back if savings.
Yes, right. There's a buyout agreement.
If we want to buy out.
If they don't achieve the savings that they thought they were going to, we don't have to pay back a difference anyway.
You got to read the exhibits.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only drawback. And I guess, has the village signed on?
We have.
And you've read the contract and happy with it?
We have. We are.
It's pretty good. They're typically pretty good programs, in my experience. I mean, it's just math. And if you do the math correct, you're going to see that savings.
What percentage of the energy consumption is lighting?
Well, it's big. Well, it depends on if you go LED, it drops it way down, you know. So it's even, so we've done some extensive, you know, factory plants, you know, and you're talking replacing up to 1,500 HID type fixtures metal halides, brand new fixtures, fluorescent all the way through it, and the return on investment. Now, Consumers was offering rebates, and then with the energy savings, it's about a year, almost 1.2 to 1.5 years, depending on the fixture model you get, of complete payback. And then you have energy savings going forward.
Do these guys get the consumers rebates and everything else that would normally come to us if we were to retrofit all of this stuff?
I haven't read the agreement yet. So, I mean, you could go to any...
I believe so.
So Milton Township went to a private contractor and just said, and private contractors now are super familiar with consumers rebates, running the analysis for you. So if it's something you're interested in, Keen out of Traverse City does a lot of what this looks like to me.
We'd have to pay them up front. That would be big money out of our budget, correct, to make that conversion, whereas this one is not.
Yep, so you just weigh the cost. I haven't had a chance to review it yet, to be honest. So,
and this is part of you've been involved, obviously.
We do it on, we don't have a coalition, but we run the rebates for them, and then it's up to the customer. And this isn't a plug for us, it's for any, but a good majority, there's a lot of contractors out there that do it. They
Carolyn?
Can run the analysis, they can run with, they deal with consumers, and this, does a rebate go to you, or do you take it on the front end from us, whatever. So, just there's other options. I mean, this may be a very good program. I haven't looked at it, but there are a lot of options available.
Caroline, you have something to add?
Just a point that I think might be helpful is one of the things that distinguishes the ERC is that they're a nonprofit group. And so I think that's why, they do the upfront costs and then are more patient about the return. And so that's why we felt like it would work for the village. And we did talk about having, well, if we had DPW do the work, and could we this and could we that, and it would probably be 4 years before we ever got ours complete, so we just found this to be a better option for the village. There was something else I thought was going to be helpful. As far as consumers energy goes, you can speak with him when he's here, right? Is he coming to speak to you guys?
We did not arrange that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, whenever you talk to him. But I think what he found is that there's not really going to be a savings to change out the consumers energy. And if there's not going to be a savings, then they wouldn't include that in the plan. So that's something you might want to follow up and double check. So, but I know that they've had that in the past where...
Is this more than just the bulb? Is this a fixture change as well, or just...
Boy, now you're getting beyond my... I don't want to use the wrong terminology because I'm not well-versed in this. I know they work with the ballast, and I know that they can do retrofits, but I know they don't, by the time you get into changing the heads and things, then it becomes no longer cost efficient, and so the savings doesn't net you any gains in that regard, I don't think. So they're pretty quick at going through and assessing and saying, we have experience with this, we have experience with that, that's what that'll cost, that's what that'll do. So we felt pretty confident with them.
Mm-hmm. Did they give you an estimate of the repayment?
Yeah, what they do is we gave them our bills,
yep,
up front, and they do all the math. And the formula that they've used is, so if we saved, say, 40%, say 30%, the village will get 20% of that 30%, and they will get the 80% of that
savings.
And then it, is on a scale, right? I'm losing my terminology, but right, a sliding scale as the years go by, right?
What's the term of the contract?
Ours is 30.
30 years.
And you can buy them out, you know, if technology speeds up and gets faster and this is just no longer a relevant program and there's something better out there that's going to provide more savings, you can buy them out. I think if you talk to Bill Cooper, our village manager, he did the math, and I don't think he thinks it's worth buying them out in the first 15 years for us. Mm-hmm. But you guys have less, I think, so.
But there is an agreed-upon number going into the process, project of what that buyout is, I assume.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it, again, is on a scale, right.
Okay. Was this program in place for the harbor changes already?
No, it was not already in place. No. Mackinac City is doing this right now, too. You know, that's the closest one.
Yeah, some other large ones downstate and had already gone through it.
And I think, I could look it up, but Lake Odessa, which would be another, it's smaller community to do comparables, you know.
Sure, Pete.
And Dorrance, you asked about fixtures, and I walked through it. Next door, about 75% of our lighting is an ordinary fluorescent 4-foot-long tube, mm-hmm. and they just replace the bulb, they disconnect the ballast and replace the bulb.
Use the same fixture.
Same fixture, yeah.
Okay. Disconnect the ballast, and there's a metal, there's a LED strip that plugs right into them.
Oh, really?
It's pretty simple stuff for most of it.
Sounds interesting. Geez, Aaron, you've all kind of offered to help Shelley on this, maybe?
Sure.
And Shelley? Shelley.
Well, you're always the lead on it.
I just got drafted. That's fine.
We have our resident expert in the electrical world.
I wouldn't say that.
And I do have his whole program, and wouldn't mind you even talking to him. That would be great. This was just kind of to kick it off, because I know the village was going with it.
So are they talking street lighting, the whole nine yards?
It does everything. Street lighting is in the parking lot here, or street lighting as in the village?
I'm job?
Hoping it's stuff on
the township, the streets are on 31.
I can see why.
As year. In at intersections and stuff. Our, okay. We have 7 in the township, but we're not sure where they're at.
Don't admit that, please.
I called consumers. I said, where are these? And she says, well, you know, I don't know. I thought...
They probably have a dark for 50
Do they give us the bill?
Yes. They'd be billing us for 7. I said, well, aren't there meters? No.
No.
So
we're working on that.
Doris, help me understand. If we're 50-50 on the building, which is my understanding, and they've already accepted the plan, what are we supposed to do? What are they? Are we being asked to ride along, or what?
We get... No, we don't. I was going to say we get separate bills, but we don't for lighting.
I'm not sure to answer your question.
Somehow I got lost there. I got lost on the first turn.
How do you pay the electric bill, Shelley?
The village. Yep, the village
they'll
actually.
They'll give you half or whatever they're paying.
Yes.
So we just get half the savings
right.
for doing.
Right.
Okay. Sounds like a great deal.
You're always a stickler on those little
Should
things, aren't you, Dick? It's a great question, Dick. I honestly don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it would work much better if we both did it. So, I mean, it'd be easier, I'm sure. So I think if we can get some information to Bill to review and maybe have something in place, if you folks could work on it by next meeting so that the village has maybe the other part of the bill involved. Does that make sense?
Yep.
When's it going to take effect? When do they start?
I don't have that information. I was away on a week's vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe what you missed
when
So I'm sorry.
No, I bet your desk didn't miss it. So, yeah, because it'll have to take a while to change everything.
Yeah. They actually hire crews to come in and try to do local crews to come in and do all of that. So
it'll happen. It'll have to happen fairly quick because consumers. Any rebates that are available expire, so if you start, you've got to be done by a certain date where you got to reapply. So I don't know how they're you know, more connected, so they may, but they'll have it staged accordingly, I'm sure.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Dick, you got any more one-handers?
Insightful questions? I'm good.
All right. We'll move on to attorney's report.
Just a note on the Antrim County Sheriff's report, it had 104 events, and the three largest were traffic stops at 40, general assists at 10, and 911 checks at 9. That was 57% of them. So there was, and the activity basically was up significantly over the last 2 years also. The 2016 was 68, 2014 was 86, and now we're at 104. So, and it's probably because of the traffic stops. So, nothing new on Metro, Farmland Open Space, there's nothing new to report on that. The Sportsman's Club, you've already heard about. The one other issue I will report or talk about, I guess, on the master plan is we had a issue out on Birch Lake Road. We call it the Grammar property and so forth. In the master plan, that is considered to be at least commercial for the master plan planning purposes. Yes. It's still zoned the way it is. It'd have to change the zone if they're going to do something there. But that's still, it's a little area along the road. That's where the bus garage used to be, and now there's boat repair.
Now, this is just rumor, Bill, only. I'll clarify it that way. But it's my understanding that that individual may be moving to another township with that process.
Okay.
Yes.
Building's still there.
Yes.
Whatever they use, and I think there's several businesses operating out of it anyway.
Yes.
Planning Commission, you've already heard and from Larry on that. There's a public hearing to revise a collaborative master plan tonight. Several other little issues. Hayden, nothing new to report on that. Frank Mighty's, I haven't heard. I heard last night that there's a report floating around that there's Frank Mighty's in Elk Rapids Township that they found in their study. So
yes,
you will be hearing about it if you haven't already. And they'll propose a plan to spray that. Hertha was on the agenda. We haven't anything new to report on that other than what you've heard today. Nothing on Zoning Board of Appeals, nothing new. You heard on Birch Lake Sewer Maintenance and Maple Harbor Sewer Extension today already. The medical marijuana will be on the ballot in November. Cemetery, I haven't drove by, but I'm still reminding Dean's supposed to hit the northwest corner by the antique shop with a metal stake, so we know where that corner is, so we can see our north line better. Short-term rentals, it's still at the state legislative level, which would limits local zoning regulation on vacation rentals and short-term rentals. MTA opposes that. There is no movement on it that I've heard about. On this, also at the state election or at the statutes, there's a House bill pending that would allow townships to assume jurisdiction of roads under the jurisdiction of the County Road Commission and receive the state share, or receive the share of the state transportation fund. MTA is supporting that for townships. Don't know if it'll pass. Land use, something maybe a little more. There's a bill pending that would limit local zoning regulations of a barn or other facilities on land zoned for agricultural purposes for commercial venue for weddings or similar events, wedding barns.
It's a big thing.
I think there's only a limited number of days legislature is going to be back in, so I don't anticipate action in any of this stuff. The assessing is also, it was a bill proposed to shift the functions of the assessing department to the equalization department. There was three public hearings around the state of Michigan. They were well attended by the assessors and the townships, and the MTA says that to expect large amendments to those that bill in response to the response from the to the public meetings. One thing I thought was interesting, I don't know how the clerks are going to do this, the MTA opposes it, but there's a bill pending that all millage elections will be only on, including new, increasing in renewals, will be only on the November general election ballot after December 31st, 2017. Again, I don't anticipate that going to legislature passing that, but independent contract for field appraisal services, I defer to Dorrance on that, how that's going. But the last thing I have is that generally throughout Antrim County and throughout the state of Michigan, on or about August 20th, August 21st, most townships received a FOIA request from United Impact Group LLC, signed by Emily. They requested copies of all ballots for the November 8th, 2016 election. Lots of work. The townships requested a 10-day extension, which is provided for by statute, and then the townships timely forwarded a cost estimate to Emily, the requester, and all townships are waiting for payment. The request said we need 50% deposit from what our estimate was. So when they get the check, make sure it clears, then they have to start the copying process for that. And then they can, before they send the copies out, they'll send them another bill, get paid, and then they'll forward the copies. Now, there's one township in the county that didn't get this that I know of. Milton Township did not get this request. Ms. Ball was so worried that it got lost at the post office in Keewaydin that she emailed Emily, the group, "Did you forget me?" She did that over a week ago, has never got a response. The FOIA request had to be in within 22 months of the election. It looks like they may not get a request then.
Who's Emily?
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
We don't know who Emily is, I mean, or this group on this thing. George Soros, rumor is, in a Detroit News article, said he's doing part of the funding for it because this is a tremendous amount of money going to be spent on this. Clerk time, copy costs, mailing costs.
Yeah, it just was not ballots. It was all applications, all absentee ballot envelopes, all lists providing. I mean, it went on and on and on. So, signed Emily.
Was it Emily all caps or capital E and then small M-I-L-P?
Capital E, M-I, yeah.
Well, Bill, in response, what does this mean as far as the townships? If, let's just say the money is not there, you were talking about the deposit.
If they don't get a check, we're done.
Okay.
It's on, all time limits on the FOIA are stayed right now. There's no time limit.
Now, isn't there a cap on what we can charge for this?
Yes.
I think it's a small cap, if I remember correctly.
It's 10 cents a copy.
And
you can charge per hour at the lowest paid township employee. That's great.
I've had this discussion with a senator that we don't have proper language for these types of altercations, or let's just say differences, because this, at 10 cents a copy, I'm quite confident for Shelley and all of her work that it's going to take other people, it isn't going to begin to cover it.
No, and
some townships can't afford
it. That's the frustrating part, is that, you know, this is a loophole in that FOIA system. The FOIA system is a great thing, but you don't FOIA someone for, you know, the amount of stuff that this is, and then have to pack it up and mail it to a P.O. box in New York for Emily. You know, I mean, there's got to be more on the other end of things, you would think, or it's a nuisance one. I mean, who's going to be able to go through all this? I'm only one precinct, and my cost was over $1,000 that I sent them, that this is going to cost this. I need close to $600 before I'll even begin, and so I send that out. We have a policy in place in a form. I sent that all out, and I'll just wait here. Now, if they send me that check and it cashes, we'll start our process.
And it's an election year, you remember.
Right.
So it's busy there.
But even that being said, it doesn't anywhere near begin to cover the costs of our expenses. But there are townships, you know, we're a small township, obviously, but take, for instance, the townships south of us that are much larger.
Crazy.
They're, it's going to be enormous. And then also you mix the townships to the north who work on a very, very small budget, and they don't even have people.
Or to the east, because one of the biggest issues we found in Shelley and the village, they're lucky because they can put the ballot in on the machine, it'll copy both sides of it and shrink it to wherever you want. There isn't another machine that I found in the county can do that. So most of them are have to lay, and the Antrim County clerk is going to let them use the county machine. There's a couple other townships, I think, that can lay the ballot on it, copy it, turn it over, and copy it, and shrink it down to legal size or 65%, 75% and get it done. But that's what takes a lot of the labor costs. Here, you know, you at least can feed them and get it. But the Antrim County doesn't even have a machine that will do that.
Well, just for protection purposes, if we didn't receive the money in the time period, day or two later, what's our position?
No, you'll get all your money that you've estimated the cost on before you mail it.
Okay, could you explain to me the timing, because I guess I've got something confused.
Okay, they send a request, we send a cost estimate. They have to pay 50% of that cost estimate. We got to get paid that and the check clears. We'll make our copies. We'll send the final bill. When we get reimbursement for the final bill, we'll mail the copies.
Okay. So before we do anything, we have to receive 50%?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a time limit on receiving the 50% that cut, is there a cutoff date?
Not that I've seen. That doesn't mean that if it's 2 years from now, you know, I don't know what the MTA is going to have to do some work on that one.
There's no time limit.
There's no time limit that I've seen in anything, Doris.
All the time limits are on our end.
Right.
Great.
So, we had 5 days the minute we got the FOIA to address it. We sent an extension that gave us 10 days.
Additional days.
Yep. That gave me time to figure out an estimate, a good faith estimate of what it would cost us to do that. And so then I sent that. And now our time stops until we hear back from them.
Why do you think the bottom line of this is? Why are they? Because there must be an end game here.
That's what crazy.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Can you imagine even going through all of that stuff? The amount of stuff that they're requesting and the warehouse that they'll have full of paper?
And how to sort through it.
To go through that?
So it's like a public harassment thing.
Well, the odds are, and it's just no rumors from floating around, that, you know, Michigan switched from a Democratic to a Republican, and they want to see how many ballots were tossed out and why it was switched. It was a narrow victory, say. I thought I had it south because I thought Milton maybe voted Democratic, but they didn't. They were well Republican, so that's why they didn't get a ballot. They didn't get a request. So, I don't know.
What do you think our real costs are, Shelley? Do you have any wild idea? Because I'm certain you can't do it for what you quoted.
Oh, I. Yes.
You, with shipping.
I quoted correctly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I just.
She didn't take my advice.
What was your advice, Mike? I hear this.
I had come up with some real astronomical numbers. But I'm just going to say one thing. Once the check comes in, it has to come to me for a deposit, right? And that's all I'm going to say.
You got to clear it first. So.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
We can read after that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really a nuisance for you, and that's too bad. Because, like I said, that's not why that is set up. You know, set up to help people get information, but not stupidness.
Has anybody else that received the money?
Nobody's received the money that I know of yet.
No township.
They just, it only went out, the cost estimate went out a week and a half ago. Okay. So.
Is there any other states included in this that you're aware of?
I don't know.
But this was sent out to 1,200 and whatever, there are 43 townships in the state of Michigan?
And villages or cities that do elections, to all election officials.
So Detroit, Grand Rapids, all the big cities.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There goes another forest.
Paper.
Anything further, Bill?
If you did it digital, you would not get reimbursed.
Oh, really?
Because it didn't cost me per page.
Does anyone have any further questions? The only comment I wanted to make to follow up to Bill is I have spoken with Lon Bargy and the Grand Traverse Land Conservancy. They are going to look at potentially running a farmland millage maybe in the next election or next year, but they're going to do the evaluation. I think you'll see some surveys potentially going out maybe in the next year or so. So that's the only thing I know that's any different at this time on that. So any other questions for Bill? Okay, not hearing any, we'll move on. Township Board announcements and correspondence.
I've got a couple of comments.
Go ahead.
To Mr. Saban's point on North Bay Shore, it's been my experience that that is a little bit of a hazardous road. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would encourage that, you know, as a TART trail, if it becomes a reality, to do it right. I know, I understand that there's probably some cost savings in maintenance because it's already there. And but if this goes, from my experience, North Bay Shore is a little bit tricky with all the people that park along the conservancy in the summer, and you know, people darting in and out. So not, you know, I'm talking more for just driving cars actually, but it's a busy road, and it seems like people get off 131 and head up North Bay Shore as kind of a way to relax, and their driving represents that at times, you know. So just my thought on that is if this goes through, I think they should seriously consider doing it right from the start to the end, you know.
Agreed. Carolyn, do you have anything to add? I've heard the rumor they've already thought about moving from North Bay Shore to US 31.
I have not, you know, the preliminary design doesn't yet exist. They did, I think, create another option to be talked about, and they have all of that data of who came, who has concerns with it, and just like the rest of the route, where it's like alternate A, alternate B, alternate 1, alternate 2, alternate 1A, alternate 1B. It'll be considered an alternate, and you know, I think they'll take it seriously. I ride it, and I drive it, and I look at it, and I understand where people's concerns are, you know, so... but we haven't seen, you know, they're not ready to provide us with a report. I think a report from them will come December, January. And hopefully we'll have some feedback in between.
Thank you. I am aware that Chris has met with a couple landowners south of town because I've been contacted on that, and I'm not sure what the outcome was. They're still talking, so... Hopefully they've taken this seriously and will, you know, address the landowners' concerns. That's all I really know.
So
I don't know.
I got another one of those kind of questions. If they haven't done a preliminary design, how can they be asking people for approval to proceed forward? Is there something?
I'm not sure on that.
There's no, there's no preliminary design, route A, route B.
This is the firm that we hired to do preliminary design. So I'm not sure who's, what, I guess I don't understand who's been asked for approval.
As an organization, they came to us and wanted sort of a unofficial acceptance of the plan, which
the concept plan.
The concept plan doesn't exist. There is no preliminary design plan, as far as you know, that enters at our township to the south and exits our township.
They're working on that right now. That's what they're doing. That's the preliminary design firm that we hired, or the design firm that the village hired to do preliminary design.
And it will go from the Grand Traverse County line to the...
It goes from Acme Township.
Oh,
to, not Winters Road, Williams.
Winters.
Williams.
Winters.
Winters. I'm sorry. Sometimes I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they'll present that?
Yes.
And then that has to go through TARP for approval before you guys accept it?
There are, there's a partnership. There's a, oh, I shouldn't call it a partnership. It's a memorandum of understanding between the village, TARP Trails, Networks Northwest on that because they're the regional planning agency. So all of us have input into that or feedback to provide before any of that is presented. And again, I honestly expect for there to be more dialogue, you know, before we get a report in December or January.
Mm-hmm. Anything further on that? Questions? We also have the library lower level.
That was just correspondence we received, and I put it in the packet. Someone was mentioning that the lower level is not safe, and they sent it to our board and to the village council. But it was respectfully submitted by the Preserve the Island House and Property Board.
But we have no say whatsoever in the library building or its operation.
No, we don't. Mike collects the taxes. That's basically our position. The village has the ownership role. We have one board member that we, you know, we appoint from the township. So that's kind of
information.
That's it. Exactly.
Yep.
Anything? Well, Caroline, were you at the meeting last night?
I was.
How, would you care to share how that went?
Sure. Put me on the spot.
When you come in here, you're on the spot.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it went really well. It was really respectful. You know, it's very passionate, of course, from both sides, but I mean the emotion that we sometimes see when we talk to people more casually, I think, was very tempered. You know, people do have very strong opinions on both sides. But the public hearing went until, well, let me, I'll explain how it went, if you care. We started with the library, their architects did their presentation of here's what the 4,000 square foot nets us, here's what the 6,000 square foot, I'm just rounding the numbers, nets us, here's the difference, here's what you gain or lose. And they recommended to the council that they approve the 6,300 square foot addition. So then we heard from the Preserve Our Island House and Property Association, and then we heard from the Better World, Better Library Association. They each had 21 minutes, and they were pretty close to the mark. And then we
used them all.
Pretty close. And then we heard from the general public, you know, just speakers, and we tried to everybody got 3 minutes. We tried to divvy it up as much as possible between pro-con. You know, and then once everybody had a chance to speak once, if they hadn't had time to finish what they wanted to say within that 3 minutes, they had an opportunity to come back and speak again with another 3 minutes. Or anybody who, you know, decided in the interim that they wanted to speak. And we have all the cards, and we also have cards from people who turned in a card of what their position is but chose not to speak. So it went until about 9:40. We started at 6. It went until about 9:40. But you know, it went really well, and I think the points from both sides were well received, and the vote is scheduled for the 17th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else from anyone else? I have one other bit of information. Obviously, I was absent at our last township meeting. I attended a assessor's meeting in Gaylord, and it's about the new assessing rules and the state treasury wanting to take over the assessing role or control of it, and kind of combining our assessing potentially for those townships who don't have, at this point, 5,000 parcels, or a combination if the assessor does more than one township of 5,000 parcels. Then the county would take over, or a governing body. I'm not just sure. It would always be the county, but it would be a regional board would take over our assessing and take over our board of review and the above. So it was a very good meeting, and it was very well attended. Standing room only in the Gaylord City Commission building. So I would say the estimated of 100, 150 people. And really, I was, of all the meetings I've been to, and of course, it's kind of a learning process for me in a way. I was there with Carlene, our assessor, but some very good points made. I mean, it was on both sides. Well, no, I shouldn't say there's two sides. The front of the room was the sponsor of the bill, and the audience was all opposed. I don't think we had one person really in support of any changes to this level. Now, what was brought up was a kind of a, yes, okay, we need some policing. We do have, as in all situations, some maybe bad assessors. But now with the AMAR and other checks and balances, all of our assessors are being run through this on a four-year basis. One of the complaints was that it's not the same, the tests are not equal, and once you realize what the target is for these tests, and I can speak to our own, Carlene went through it, and it wasn't the things that you would think they're testing them on. It's more things like the location of the board meeting and address and time being on the paperwork of the board review. It wasn't so much what I saw out of it, the assessing process, as far as the actual physical assessing. It was more on the minuscule things. And this was brought to light by all assessing groups, from supervisor assessors to outside assessors. And the big problem is you've got anywhere from the UP to Southern Michigan. In the UP, one assessor spoke. She has less than 5,000 parcels. And she's assessing practically the whole county and can't physically do more. And so some of these rules or some of these suggestions may get changed. Our Senator Stamos, who was pushing this, realized there was some concern for things like that and also the testing side of it. You know, these assessors are at different levels. And right now, 2, 3, and 4, our assessor, I believe, is level 3, and the highest you can go is 4. So they're talking about maybe eliminating, which it's already happened, I realized, after listening to these people talk, there really isn't any 1s left. They're all 2s and 3s and 4s. But the big issue becomes, that I heard over and over, is number one, which we felt strongly about, is we'll lose our local board of review, which for anyone who comes in to talk about your taxes, I think that's really important that we have local people on these board of reviews that understand the geography. The other thing is we could lose our local assessor. I know our assessor fields a lot of calls through the weeks and responds, you know, even beyond the board of review and other things. So we would lose or could lose a local touch that way. I took offense to what the Department of Treasury said. Well, we spend too much on legals. You know, we get all these appeals, and then we go to appellate court for assessing. And really what they're saying, and what my comment was, is, well, if you don't want us to defend the values, which I feel strongly our assessors are doing a good job defending our values, we can lay down on it. There won't be any, you know, court costs or, you know, lawyer costs. I mean, not let it go, just agree to whatever they propose. Because most often what I'm being told and I've seen is it's the corporate appeals or business appeals. People walk right through us at the local board and just say, okay, deny, we'll just go to appeals and we will, we're prepared for that. And they hire professional people to represent them to do that. So in some instances, we don't even really get a chance, because whatever we try to do to compromise may not be enough, because they know they can get more, or they think so, at the state level. So there was a little give and take there. And then the other fact that I didn't realize until going through this process is, in the state of Michigan, Laura controls and holds all the licensing, with one exception. The Department of Treasury holds the licensing for our assessors. Now, wouldn't you think there'd be a little bit of a concern when you're dealing with Department of Treasury as being your boss, and they also hold your licensing? And that was brought up more than once, because the assessors want to, you know, be policed and fairly, but we could see there was a definite disconnect between what's going on, and really when asked why, they couldn't answer why they hold the licensing part of it. And then the other part of it was, there's really their argument on why they want to change this because of all these legal expenses and a couple other small issues about policing. But when another assessor got up and spoke, said, you know, when you really look at what you're telling us and you break it down mathematically, our failures are less than 1% in the state of Michigan. So do you believe as a state-run operation that you can do it cheaper and better? Because we have a huge shortage of assessing people. So it's going to go over to the Department of Equalization, which would have to employ more people to a county level with more benefits. And I can tell you, as our township assessor, we don't have to provide health and everything else 401s. If we turn this thing all over to the county, I asked the question, do you really believe that the county and state can do it cheaper than we're doing it now? Again, there was just kind of a blank. There was no real answers to it. But these are some of the points that I think are really important, and it's going to be in the House, I believe, yet this fall. Governor Snyder's behind pushing this very hard. So I guess in just a quick overview, that is one of the reasons. There was two other meetings I might mention. Southern Michigan that I've been told were well attended, and some of the same points. And you know, I will say these people were very respectful. It wasn't ugly, but you could tell there was a lot of emotion. And I've got to say, these people came in prepared. I mean, the points were crystal clear, and it even had the folks in front nodding and going, So I mean, they did hear it. And I do believe Carlina spoke to some of her past employers in Southern Michigan, and the same thing had occurred in these other meetings. So I think for a township, it's something we've got to keep an eye on. It's going to be quite important, and we're going to probably deal with it this year yet of 2017. We're going to know yes or no what's really going to happen. So I do look to see some change. The assessors accept that, but they just like it to be fair. So I mean, obviously we have very small townships to very large townships, and it's going to be kind of not one suit can fit all. So I mean, hopefully we can get this resolved. With that, I'll leave it go. But is there anything else that the board would like to bring up at this point? Okay. If there's nobody else with any statements, board meeting is adjourned. Thank you.